Baba has taught us so many things. And sometimes I wonder that the day Baba has come, the day Baba has started yajna, every day Baba's murli for 1 hour. All 23 hours for what? For our own self. Only 1 hour study. And 23 hours we have to pay attention on it. And how much biggest degree we are getting out of it, and for how many births. So you know, this is just, I'm telling my churning, that in Laukik school, college, university, how many hours we go, how many hours we give our time for study. And whatever degree we get, that only for one birth. And sometimes whatever degree we get, we don't use in practical life. You can see sometimes the degree of doctor and he is businessman. And sometimes degree of businessman and he is farmer. A different type of thing happen. And here only 1 hour Baba's murli. And in 1 hour, 3-page murli. Any subject you think and it is there. History, geography, maths, language, love, advice, correction. What else we can say? How many things in one murli and in 1 hour? He say everything, he express love to children, and still he detach. How much love he pouring to children, he giving to children in that 1 hour murli. And then he detach. No any demand from children. How much great our father. How we can become like him. What we should do. Maybe you all have seen that, you know, sometimes small children, when the elders sitting and talking together and their shoes outside in line, the children put their feet in that and walk. Have you seen that? They demo there and they like to put their feet in big shoes. They fall down and still they want to walk in that. Even slowly, slowly, but they want to walk in that big shoes. So, the same thing we have to do, that what Brahma Baba has done, he is human being in this corporeal world. Family, marriage, children, business, everything Baba have passed through. And the time God came, now it's very clear. But when Shiv Baba came in Brahma Baba, nothing was clear. Whatever theory, all these 75 years we understood, you can imagine. Suddenly if a light enter in a human being, how much difficult to understand. And how Brahma Baba had accepted it without knowing, without understanding. Just think about it. You know, today our subject is what? What is our subject? Free from desire. That's why I'm connecting this subject with Brahma Baba. So it becomes very easy for us to become free from desire. Is not easy subject, because to remember I am soul, that is also desire. I want to remember Shiv Baba, that is also desire. I want to go to sleep, that is also desire. I want to make big center for Baba, that is also desire. I want to go to Madhuban, that is also desire. You can imagine, we want to become Lakshmi and Narayan, we want to become deity, that is all desire. So the subject is tricky. We cannot remain free without desires. We cannot remain without desire. If we put full stop on desire, then nothing to do. Just sit. And that is also desire. Not to think, that is also thinking. So the subject is very tricky, and that's why I have started with example of Brahma Baba. Nothing but just to do copy. Brahma Baba had so many friends, business, social, name, fame, devotion, so many things Brahma Baba had when Shiva Baba entered in him. And what he done? What Baba has done? You all know, you have all have read so much about Brahma Baba. What he done? Without knowing properly, without seeing properly, without understanding nothing. He was not clear about heaven. He was not clear about Mount Abu and so many centers will be in the world. Nothing clear to Baba. And he had taken the step free from desire. When free from desire means whatever desire not giving us benefit for our future, for golden age, that we need to become free from. But the desire which take us to our destination, that must and powerful. So we have to divide, we have to separate, we have to clarify which is beneficial, which is not. Which is beneficial, which is not. You all have come here, we all have come here. That is also how we came, desire. We want to go to Madhuban. So every step, because today Murali is saying free from desire, you know, Baba is saying sabhi ichhaon se mukt ho jao, you know, free from all desire. It's tricky sentence and very important sentence. We should not wait for tomorrow to decide and to judge and to finalize what is good for me, what is not good for me, what is beneficial for me, what is not beneficial for me. Otherwise, little desire, like, oh, just, you know, I want to know what is in newspaper about my country. Little corner I want to see. Little desire. When you open newspaper, what will happen with your eye? what will happen? Your eye will not stop seeing other thing. So desire will plus. Now you want to see something else also, something else also, something else also. So you will turn all the pages. It means which you don't need it, you read it. Then because you read it, you want to share with somebody. You'll find somebody to share. Have you read? Have you read what came in newspaper today? And the other one said, no, I had no time. Then, okay, I can tell you. You see how many minutes we use for sharing that which no use for the person, for me. Our time has gone. So that way Baba is telling us that from morning to night we have to plan for the desire even. If line is clear, you know, to remember I'm soul, that is very good desire. Very good. Baba want it. So, yes, that every day, as many minutes, as many hours we do, good. That is forever good. No problem thinking about the soul. To remember Baba, that is my wish, that I want to remember 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 8 hours. That wish is good, as many hours we can do. We want to give message to other, that is also good wish. Good willing, good wish. I want to do this. But I am free, you know, nothing to do and I feel bored. So I think I should go somewhere and I should talk with somebody, you know. Then I feel that I am not alone. Now what are you doing? You are willing. You don't know where it will take you. Because you are not clear. You are willing now. You want to go to share with somebody. But you don't know what you want to share. But you feeling lonely, that's why you want to share. Now you don't know where you reach, you will talk with who, which person, what you will talk. And then end of the day, if real effort maker, then we will feel that I waste my time. We will regret it. But after doing, we regret the waste of time. And so many times this type of thing is happening. So many times. We have to be so much careful. Any type of talk, any type of sharing, if it bring benefit to me or other, is fine. So every time, in every willing, we have to check. That I am bringing benefit to anybody. If I am bringing benefit, then it's fine. So, free from what now? Huh? Can we free from willing what we want? From morning to night, who is pushing us, you know? I want to do this. 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 You know, that give us zeal, enthusiasm, happiness and everything. So when anything Baba say in Murli, we have to go in deep and we have to check that what is meaning of this sentence. Sometimes Baba speaks straight, you know, straight, that devotion is not good. But after some days Baba say, don't tell anybody that you are not doing devotion. So we have to remember and we have to connect, because this is school, you know. Professor cannot tell all the subject one day. So we have to connect that way, you know. And that's why today's Murli also important. Before 1 year what Baba said, that is also important. After 1 year what Baba said, that is also important. And we have to connect that how I go about it. When we follow old Baba's direction, after some time we feel very boring life. Brahmin life is boring life. That so many have said, so many have said. One day I told someone, why are you not coming for Murli class? You know, same Baba speaks, so I feel very bored. So, if you don't like in Hindi class, come in English class. That is also same. Okay. What we can say? What that soul have created to entertain themselves, which give them happiness. But we should never ever join with that type of sentence who speak that this is boring. We cannot say like that, because this is our food. How we can say about food that boring? You know, we can make it tasty different way. We have to create different style, different thinking, different attitude, different way. So when I got the subject, you know, I was wondering how we can be free from willing. We cannot. So even I churn on subject, that how, you know, how we can free from willing, you know. Willing and wishes, all this thing is giving us boost in our life. But at the same time, individually, everyone have to check which is good for me. Like when I came in Gyan, from the day one up to now, my same thought, that I want to remain number one student of God, Bas. Whether I will become Lakshmi Narayan or not, I'm not worried. That is his role, he will do it. Result he will give. But my responsibility that I have become student in God's university. So my duty to make my teacher happy. I have to be best student. So that my willing, that my wish, giving me boost in any situation, I cannot stop my study. I cannot be tired with study, I cannot be careless with study, I cannot be lazy with study, because this study is my life and it giving me boost. And for that I have to remain all the time young, because youth, student means youth. So thinking, you know, I'm youth. So, you know, sometimes people say, you know, now you can imagine my age, you know. You know, many times, many people give me correction. Now slow down. You are so fast. Slow down. Now I'm wondering, what should I do? Should I slow down? Should I follow their guidance? Should I keep my speed same? Should I keep my enthusiasm same? Or what should I do? Tell me, what should I do? I should not stop my aim and object with the advice of others. But I appreciate, thank you. Thank you, you said I'll pay attention on it. Fine. But I have to see that if any one thought will enter in me that now I am old actually, you know, I should. Then what will happen? That little one thought will make me quick old. You know, then okay, sometime I should go in class, sometime if I don't go, it's okay because I'm old. Every day my day cannot be same, you know. And here, especially here, and in December so much cold. It's difficult. Then yes, it becomes difficult. So, today Baba's Murli, that important one sentence, that free from willing, on that we cannot put straight underline that, okay, now from today, no willing, just I'm sitting years and years and years here. Stop. I can't do that. Okay, then what should I do? Because Baba said, free from what? Desire. So, okay, no desire. I don't want to do anything now. But the biggest desire is what? We want to go with him, ne? We want to go with Baba. And already he is there now. We want to go with him and he is already in subtle region, so we are already late. We are already late, so our greatest desire that we want to reach before time. Like, you know, when Avyakt Bap Dada's program, what happening? Everyone wait for to open the door. When door open, everyone want to go and take seat. So we have to be ready for the subtle region and soul world. Baba have not opened total door for soul world. Everyone coming here, you know. Baba is cleaning soul world. All coming down. When the last soul will be here, then return journey will start. So when return journey start, I should be exact in the procession with Baba. That desire should be there. If he send me golden age or if he want to keep me with him, it's fine. It's his willing. It's his desire. But what is my desire? At least this is the last birth of drama and I want to go back to the soul world with him with respect. We don't want to see Dharmaraj. You want to see Dharmaraj? Yeah, if he is there, we can do salam, you know. And he can do salam because nothing to punish. And that effort we need to make now, and that is also will happen with desire. And that part is remaining for us, that if so many things of worldly connection and attachment and bondages, and I want to do this, I need this, I need this, I need this, then what will happen? So much collection all around, so much collection all around, and that old collection will be bondage for us. And simple process for that, for to free from desire, simple, which we can do every day, which we doing every day, but we have to do with more care. Cleaning and clearing, cleaning and clearing, cleaning and clearing. Huh? When you clean your room, how many waste things in your room which you clear, na? Which you need, you keep aside, which you don't need, you throw it away or you give it out because you don't need it. So, cleaning and clearing, every day. Cleaning and clearing, not one day, every day. Every day night, we decide now which type of relation, which type of work, which type of what I need and which I don't need. And don't live your life with same pattern. Create new thing, you know. You know, this third Sunday, you know, I was telling the sister who is with me, you know, that, you know, every day, whole life now, when third Sunday come, we have to sit and we have to do yoga. Eh? Every third Sunday, because it pattern. And because as a responsible person, if we don't do, other don't do. So then we have to do third Sunday meditation. Every day we doing, but special third Sunday. So I said, can we change it? Can we go somewhere else? So we both went to museum here. And in museum, in Baba's room, no one was there. We both sat and we enjoyed so much. Change. You know, I felt so good because I never get chance every time come here and just... So we two were there and just one brother came in between. It was so good in museum because thousand and thousand and thousand people coming to see museum. And in that, because evening they cannot do meditation, because when people come from sunset, the all the server there, 6:30 to 7:30 is the main time to attend people. So they cannot sit, so Baba is alone. And we enjoy so much. You know, we have to think that what new way I enjoy this time, what new way I enjoy this moment, what new way, the same direction, same what Baba said we do, but we can do different way, different journey, different style. You know, some people have habit, they sit in the classroom same place for the years and years and years. If you have seen in the center, you know, when they come, they just same seat. If you close your eye, you can see that which person was sitting, you know. Some, they never change their seat even, you know. Same. But you try sometime in the middle, sometime in the front, sometime in the back, sometime in the side. You try, experience something different, you know. Different feeling, you know. So, you know, some travel with their plate and their cup, and I don't know how many years this is my cup. Oh my God. What my cup? Whatever, wherever you get, just use it. So, subtly, if you will see, subtly, we the soul attach with so many things. And that attachment not allow us to become free from desire. To get free from desire, that also desire we have to create. That slowly, 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 I want to become free from the pattern I am living. Little change, little different, something new. And it gives so much happiness. So now on this subject, every individual have to work on it. Because we all have not same facility, same bondage, same yoke. You know, we are in different area with different stage of mind. And that's why we all have our own destination. And that's why we have to see the destination. And you know, one good desire that let me see, I'm telling you the desire, let me see what will be my future. What will be my future? I'll be Lakshmi or Narayan or prince or princess. Which vision you want to create? And then practice. Walk like a king, walk like a queen, walk like a prince, walk like a princess. Not all the time, because then you will be lazy. Or ego will come. But practice, you know, in between. Otherwise our life is very busy. We cannot walk slowly, slowly, slowly. It will be in golden age. Because no hurry, no worry. You know. But we need practice for that. Because the practice of here will help us then. And that's why when we have free time we walk little bit, you know, in our churning, in our consciousness, we feel that we are just doing practice, walking like a queen or like a, you know, if you will try it, you will feel so good. So this all desire we need for practice. Let me travel soul world, let me travel subtle region, you know. Travel, literally by thinking, you know, we need to travel. And if this practice now, then when real time come, you are ready for that. It will be so easy for us. Why Baba is reminding us? Remember you are soul, remember you are soul, remember you are soul. Because Baba knows that even when we listening that time also we are not soul conscious. When Baba telling, that time also we not soul conscious. And Baba is so great father. Without getting tired, he reminding us every day. Every day. Every day. I don't know any Laukik father ever tell children that my children remember me. I never heard from my father that my child please remember me. I never heard. You have? Anybody heard? That my child remember? not Laukik father know, or they father have that attitude or that feeling that my child remember me. That is a normal process in family, you know. Children and father and mother stay together. I don't think any mother say my child remember me. No. Because they never thought, children never thought that if we remember our mother, father, what benefit we will get. Or the mother, father don't know that if my children will remember me, what benefit they will get. That is not the system or culture in any community in the world, in any age. But only in this age, this is a new custom that father telling every day that who we are and who he is. You are soul, you are my child, you are sweet child, you are this, you are that, you are Shakti, you are Pandav, and I am your father. I am ocean of peace, I am ocean of love, my child remember me. My child, I will give you so much benefit. My child, I am promising you that I will remove all your negativity. He is promising. So this is total new custom and system now in confluence age. And we will not get up, when destruction starts, it finishes. And that also we don't know which date. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe after 1 year, whenever. But let me enjoy every day. Every individual have to sit and to check what I should plan in my life so I get quick benefit. Quick, because this is the time to get quick benefit. Quick transformation, quick change, quick newness. Like, okay, this time we all have come, maybe we go with some new thoughts, new desire. All old desire we leave, we go with new desire. You see, sometimes what happens that we want something, we don't get it, and we blame to other. I'm right? I want something which I'm not able to do it. I have to wait for other. Then I blame other that they don't allow me. And there, you know, we talk with the self that He is my boss or God is my boss. If my willing, my desire is good for Baba's service, He will do it. And then whoever stop you, their mind will change. Situation will change and you are free to do it. We are making block in between. We are putting stopper in between, you know. We are closing our progress. You know, I want to do but I don't get chance. You know, I want to do but I don't get chance. You know, I want to do but I don't. So that way, you know, our some desire are giving us depression. Our some desire, if we don't put in proper way, then it gives us depression. Instead of we put that desire in depression, we change the style. My desire has come with Baba's love. It's for service. If it is in drama, it will happen. If that will not happen, then something else will happen. I should not attach with particular thought. Then after some time you will see, you'll be so happy, you'll be so happy. I remember, first group from India traveled to foreign land for tour, all continent, just tour to give message. And that time, I was clearly aware that the one who five plan, they all got ticket from their Laukik in those days. In those days, 70s, you know, beginning. Now, thought came to me that if I want to travel foreign land, my father cannot buy ticket for me. He is not rich. So I cannot travel foreign land. But how I will do world service, Baba saying in Murli, how I will do it? So you know, I create my desire different way. That I don't want to find somebody who contribute me ticket. My uncle cannot give, my father cannot give, I don't want to ask Yagya to send me. But I can do something. If my desire for serve, foreign, okay, let me find the way. What is foreign? The world. What is world? Okay, let me ask somebody to bring a map of the world. A map of the world. And somebody brought the map of the world. I stick it in the wall in my room. Now I can see the world. And Baba said, do mansa seva, do service through mine. I don't need to travel and to get tired and so much expense. And I started my journey through mind. Every day when everyone go to sleep, if everyone go to sleep 9:30, then 9:30 to 10:30, traveling through mind. I select every day one country or something, and I travel. I can see president and minister and whoever of that country through mind. Why I depress? Because my desire not happening in practical. I am not in plane. No, let me in subtle plane. I done this without fail for 2 years. For 2 years every day. And after 2 years, someone came from foreign, met me in center. I explained about knowledge. And he contacted Dadi. And he told Dadi, Dadi, send this sister. I will send ticket. And from 74 up to now, even I don't want to travel. Now, I have to travel. So what I'm saying that, your desire, you make it fruitful. Because you're doing for Baba. Like I know Rado watch? Rado, there is watch? Rado name watch? I don't know actually. Rado watch? There is a name Rado? You know, in the beginning, so many gave me Rado watch gift. People so happy when I give knowledge. I never put here. I give to Yagya. If someone give, I don't want to give them disheartening stage. They give and I give to Yagya. I don't want desire to decorate my body. I want to decorate my soul. You understand? I am clarifying about the desire. That if I have 10 rado every day, different color, or I don't know, different, even, you know, different, I don't know, color or what different, I don't want it. So I don't want to go in that. And then people stop giving because they know now she will not use it. Finish. So, which type of desire I keep, which way I work, which way I fulfill my desires, which is fruitful to me, to yajna, to others. So play with the word desire. Create it. Check it and experience it. Because physical costume everyone have, and not a single person is ever healthy in this confluence age, in Kali Yuga, in Iron Age. Everyone have something. Never think that I am sick. You see, you know I want to do so much, but because I am sick. Never think like that. What is sickness? It come and go. Sickness come and go, that is limitation of body. But either soul is not sick. Our mind, our eyes, our intellect, our ear, our hand, our leg, our body is working at least now. We don't know about tomorrow. At least today, I'm capable. So let me use today nicely. Let me create so many powerful thoughts for myself and for other. So now we all have to try to understand the meaning of free from desire. All impure desire we already left. Now we are playing with pure desire for our transformation, for others' transformation, for world transformation. So our pure desire will bring so many great fruit for Baba's yajna. And in that process, maybe variety obstacle will come, competition will come, complaint will come, so many situations will come. But what is my duty? I am on field. We cannot think that on field a road of flower, so many thorns will come. But doesn't matter. I am walking with Almighty. I am working for Him. I am living for Him. I am doing everything for Him. And then whatever desire, that desire will give great, great, great fruit. So many good examples in yajna, you know. That one person have desire and how much big fruit come, how much great fruit come. Like, you know, one day Dadi had desire, Dadi Prakashmani, that every after 1 hour it traffic control. That was her desire. And now How much benefit out of it we getting? Every 1 hour entropy control. Every 1 hour entropy control. Just her little desire brought so much fruit. Before many years ago, one brother had thought for traffic control. And that way it started after few hour, 5 time or 6 time traffic control. One brother had thought to buy a little land wherever Gyan Sarovar hai. And when he had that desire, Dadi said, no. He said, but Dadi, you know, it's very little money. You know, he convinced Dadi. Dadi said, okay. And now, this big Gyan Sarovar, yeah? You see, big Gyan Sarovar, this land is someone's, you know, and the brother who buy milk for yagya, you know. The brother who sit, and when people bring milk in Pandav Bhavan, he buy, he take every day. You know, he was the one who collecting milk for yagya in Pandav Bhavan. So the one who bring milk from this area, you know, they say we have land if you people want. And that where the dealing started. So see, today how much big place here. In those days when they were thinking to buy, we all were feeling it is so far. This is so far. And then the other land, just, you see Peace Park. We were feeling it so far. And now, how many people taking benefit out of it, you know? Someone started to make little garden, then little, then little, then little, then little. And now, you see how much bigger. So one person think, one person desire, brings so much fruit. Same way, you know, Talati. It was little place we had, you know. Only under the tree we used to sit, we drink something, and then we used to come up, you know, under the tree, little. And now you see how much big place we have there. But someone had desire. And that desire shared. And the result has come. So how we can make good result out of our desire for the self and for Baba's service? That is very, very important. Any question? Anyone want to ask anything? My name is Sister Vedanti. I am from Nairobi, Kenya. I am in knowledge 46 year, 36 year in Africa, and enjoying service in Africa. And Baba is giving so much, so much, so much treasure every day. So many good experiences in all this year. What else I can say? Om Shanti.